All right, all right, all right. Welcome to another edition of Shabbat Lounge. This is Matt flying solo today. And I just wanted to come before you with some things that had been on my mind and on my heart. And, recently I have began to kind of rediscover the value and importance of music. And I've been trying to seek out some music that is scripture-based because I think it's easy to find a lot of music out there that that is not necessarily based in the truth of Yah's word, and so I do think you have to be careful what you listen to. But challenge you if you anyway. So by doing that, boy, I found it sure certainly softens my heart and puts me in a different mindset. It kind of helps me remind me of who I am and what I'm supposed to be about, and which is good, which is a good thing. So, but during that process of kind of letting that music soften my heart and mind, it kind of opened me up to thinking about making some connections. And my backstory, I am grafted in, and in a lot of ways. I kind of started saying this to someone the other day, and I was like, wait a minute. That's pretty incredible how my life, and many of you, I think, will find this is true for you too. Not that I'm that unique to anyone. I don't claim that. But, I've been grafted in. My grandparents were mighty oaks of righteousness. They had their roots planted deep into Yah's word. The children and grandchildren that followed in that lineage didn't always stay true to that. Some of the people that came behind them, unfortunately chose to plant their roots in the shifting sands in the desires of their heart. Isaiah 61:3 says, "To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them the beauty for ashes, the oil for joy of mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of Yah, that he might be glorified." So, like many of you, there's someone in your family that you probably can point to as being an oak of righteousness. Well, in my family, the Jacob branch of my bloodline was grafted into the righteous branch. John 15:6 says, "If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and it's withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned." So there's definitely this concept about we want to be abiding in the branch, the one true branch. But many of us have bloodlines that may represent the two sticks. My family, I had a stick like Jacob, and they had a stick like Esau. One side was about the father's business. The other side was like Esau, and they did what they wanted to do. They did what was right in their own eyes, and still do. Ezekiel 37:16-17 says, "Moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick and write upon it for Judah and the children of Israel, his companions, and take another stick and write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and all the house of Israel and his companions, and join them into one stick, and they shall become one in thy hand." Sounds a lot like marriage, doesn't it? But it doesn't say Jacob and Esau. It certainly doesn't say that, and those two are very different. But in my life and my family, in my individual life, I experienced this merging of these two sticks. You kind of have to understand my background. I was adopted into a new family when I was in high school, but I was like this wild branch grafted into a manicured tree. Romans 11:24 says, "For if thou wert cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and wert graft contrary to nature into the good olive tree, how much more shall trees, which be natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree?" I have been grafted in, just like you. Not only physically in my own family, but spiritually, we're grafted in to the branch. I'm so grateful by the foundation that was laid by my birth family and my adopted family. The paths of righteousness run deep in these two families, for which I'm grateful. Both of these clans are connected to the tree that all birds and the creatures of the world find rest and nourishment in. And the, you know, the scripture for that is Luke 13:18-19. Then he said, "Unto what is the kingdom of God like? And therein shall it resemble it. Is it the grain of a mustard seed, which a man took and cast into his garden, and it grew and waxed into a great tree, and the fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it? I am no longer a wild branch. I am no longer wild, untamed, in rebellion. I'm now grafted into Israel. I'm part of the chosen people, not because of anything that I did, not that anything that the two clans that adopted me into their family. It was because of the foundation of long ago. The Father decided and called Abraham to split a carcass in two. And he walked between the covenant. And Abraham did nothing except for he did prepare this sacrifice. And then Abraham set by, fell into a sleep, while the Father made the covenant all upon himself. You know, typically a covenant, a contract is between two people doing, you know, an if-then statement kind of deal. And this covenant, you know, the Father puts it all on his back and says, "This is all on me," basically, which is pretty unbelievable. And he puts it all on him and basically says, "May, if I violate this covenant, may what you've done to these two carcasses happen to me." And, but anyway, that's something you should study out and should look into about this covenant relationship. But I, like you and many of you, you know, I came from a family that wasn't perfect, and I needed some help. And Yah saw in his provision to take me, this rebellious child with a rebellious streak in his bloodline, and decided to graft me in to his tree, to his branch. And so what a great parallel in my life this has been to what he's done with grafting me and grafting us into Israel. And so I challenge you to learn how to tell your story. Learn how to tell the story of how you've been grafted in to others. Many of you have a good, have an amazing story that you need to tell to the people that you work with, to your boss, to your friends, to your family. Tell the story. Yeshua taught in stories. We should too. In sales, we teach in stories because it works. This has been a powerful lesson for me, learning about how powerful stories are. So I challenge you, tell your story. Don't be a Torah terrorist. Don't sit up on high and feel righteous by the things that you're doing. But instead, show people love. If you've never studied the patience of the Father, you should go study that. Our Father is extremely patient with us. We need to be extremely patient with our loved ones, our friends, family, people we randomly meet. We've got to learn to be patient. We also have to learn to tell our story with love, patience, gentleness, self-control. We have to learn to tell our story is the parable of the sower, who sowed a few seeds at a time along the way. In the parable of the sower, you do not read about him dumping out his bucket of seeds in one place. Those of you that have sowed crops, you know that sometimes you spill on the ground, especially when you're filling your spreader or whatever you're using to disperse the seed. And sometimes you make a big pile of seed and it germinates as a big pile, and most of it's going to die because it's too crowded, it's too close together, it's not spread out. So don't do this to other people. And many of us have, I myself included, absolutely. But we need to learn how to sow seed along the way and along the path as we walk, as we talk, as we get up, as we rise, as we fall. Morning to night, we need to learn how to sprinkle those seeds in where the opportunities to do so exist. And so I just challenge you. I kind of got on a sidetrack there about sowing seeds, but anyway, just blessed and honored to have my bloodline, just like you do, tied to Israel, to be grafted into one true branch, to the righteous branch. That's what I want to be tied to. And in this world of political division and craziness and doubt and fear, have no fear. We are in the righteous branch. He's got this. He knows what he's doing. Just put your hope and faith and trust in him. And I encourage you to read and search the scriptures daily and learn how to be that righteous branch for your family. Learn how to be like Jacob and not like Esau to your kids, to your parents, and to your brothers and sisters. I do believe that if there are people that you think you've offended, you need to go talk to them. You need to go ask them for forgiveness. And just tell them you're sorry. No doubt. And don't, you know, elaborate and go on and on, but, you know, just if you feel convicted, that you have, unfairly just jumped all over someone because of their lack of seeing things the way you do, think about it and pray about it. And I believe you'll be led to repent to them. And you just never know what kind of floodgates that may open. So anyway, I just thank you for listening to Shabbat Lounge. Thank you for being a part of us and being a part of this, and ask that you share this, like this, with as many people as you can. And thank you for listening to Shabbat Lounge.